Hello and welcome back to the Penrith podcast. I'm Jack Talent.
I'm Convenience.
And we're back. I'm not sure what episode this is, I'm not going to lie, because we missed last week. It was my mum's birthday. So this is either five or six. But so you're going to need to apologise for this. And this week's also going to be shorter because it's about 30 degrees outside and neither of us can really be bothered. So you're going to have to bear with us. However, we'll start off with the Champions League final, Callum. Chelsea 1-1 now.
Not happy.
I'm buzzing.
I mean, owe me a fiver.
You do owe me a fiver. You remember that bet that we made?
Yeah. Well.
Had a hell of a absolute screamer from King Kai.
It was a very good.
The ball from Mountain made it, but. Yeah. What was Guardiola doing, no playing a defensive midfielder? Yeah, silly, but I'm...
No one can answer that question.
But Champions League final lineups, give me a minute, lad. Champions League final lineups.
They didn't play Rodri, did they?
They didn't play Rodri or Fernandinho.
They were both playing quite well.
So they've won most of their games by playing.
Exactly.
Right, Man City, Ederson, Walker, Stones, Diaz, and Chenko. Bernardo Silva, Gundogan, Foden, Mahrez, De Bruyne, Sterling. No Cancelo either.
Yeah,
I completely forgot about that. And Chelsea, Mendy, Azpilicueta, Thiago Silva, Rudiger, James, Jorginho, Kante, man of the match by a mile. Chilwell, Havertz, Werner, Mount. Kante, if France
won,
France won the Euros, Kante gets a Ballon d'Or.
Nah, I'll just give them Modric. For no reason.
Scotland won the Euros, David Turnbull gets a Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
So when Scotland
when
won?
When, which will happen. David Turnbull scoring.
We actually, after seeing the England squad, I'm more confident we can get out of the group.
Yeah.
Because I'm more confident we can take some off them.
I mean, they only beat Romania 1-0.
They only beat whoever they played before that 1-0 as well.
Exactly. And we are drawing with Netherlands.
Which, a game we should have won, because that was never a foul on Depay. Every time Depay went near Jack Kennedy, they were like, bam. Anyway.
Interesting whistle sound.
I know, I can't whistle. But,
Sorry. I just got assaulted there.
No. Yeah, Chelsea won. I won a fiver. Callum lost a fiver. It was, seems I'm not even a Chelsea fan. Blackpool got promoted!
Yeah.
What a Blackpool top on the now.
I feel like the Prem's going to be won in a few seasons by Blackpool.
Yeah, but
just a
two seasons. We won the championship.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Although, Kenny Dougal.
Kenny Dougal.
Jerry Yates deservedly got man of the match.
He was always, he just done everything, he was there.
I know, what a player.
And the finish is from...
Kenny Dougal, go.
Just bang, bang. Same spot each time.
If Turnbull doesn't get the Ballon d'Or, Kenny Dougal has to get it.
Yeah, for Scotland.
Realistically, it's the list for the Ballon d'Or is Turnbull, Dougal, Kante.
If Australia somehow win the Euros, which it doesn't work like that, because...
But since I've got Kenny Dougal now, it might, because he made his debut. Made his Australia debut.
Oh yeah, they're playing the Chinese Taipei in this mad cup.
Have you just made that up or
something? No, I actually seen Australia playing the Chinese Taipei.
Oh, it is real. Chinese Taipei football. It's a national team.
What?
I thought you were calling the tournament that.
Nah, they're playing Chinese.
But is that like a break off from?
I think it's like the Africa.
Oh, Syria are playing Guam just now.
It's like the Asian Cup of Nations.
Are Syria good?
No.
They've played 7-1-7 in a group with China, the Philippines, Maldives and Guam.
My God.
They're 2-0 up on Guam right now.
Think of any Syrian player.
Nope.
Exactly.
Anyway, so...
Ow.
Guam have a -26 goal difference. Goals for 2, goals against 28.
Well.
Syria are 2-0 up on them now. Iraq are 3-0 up on Cambodia, who have a -32 goal difference after 7 games. They've scored 1 and lost 33. And we're freaking India and Bangladesh are drawn 0-0. Pop them in an ASP. And South Korea haven't won every game that they've played.
Okay.
But they've also not conceded a goal.
Okay, a lot of draws.
No, one draw.
Yeah.
They've only played 4, can't do.
How have Syria played 7?
I don't know. There's teams in Syria's group that have played 5.
What?
It's World Cup qualifiers.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought they were just
Europa. I got them P7. Anyway, Europa League final, Cal. 1-1, and then Villarreal won 11-10 on penalties.
Absolutely.
David De Gea is not a goalkeeper.
I should win.
Nowhere.
On the bench.
He should retire.
He should become a tire.
He should become a wheel.
Yes.
Because he's really bad. I'm awful at jokes. Okay, anyway.
Next.
Really put in a really good performance.
Really put in a really... We're all really...
That was a good... That penalty shit was intense, though.
Yeah.
And then, but we got promoted.
Did you say that twice?
Did I mention that?
No. But I heard this one thing. That Blackpool got promoted.
Scotland's international friendlies. We beat the Luxembourg 1-0. We beat the Luxembourg 1-0 yesterday.
Let's go. Of course we did. What?
Should have been about 9.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Did I? Don't remember. I think I was too busy playing something on PlayStation.
Anyway, it should have been about 9 now. Just wasteful in front of goal.
Idiots, man. Damn. Anyways, and then obviously the Netherlands game.
Yeah.
Which we've already talked about.
Jack Hendry scored a scream, man. Oh, do you see it? He just won the ball in the middle of the park.
Okay.
Both the Pie schools were belters now, but I don't like the Pie anymore. I don't like him.
Yeah, he can die.
Yeah. Moving on to the transfer.
Moving on.
Right. Oi. Crew Alexandra signed Christopher Long from Motherwell.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good signing.
It's not bad. He's fast.
He's really ugly.
He's very ugly.
Look at that picture. Looks like somebody's grandad tried to look young. Wijnaldum signed for PSG instead of Barcelona. We don't get the trio of perfect links, man. The pie to Wijnaldum to De Jong.
But, I don't know if the interview was true, but did you see now, apparently the interview said that he wasn't actually passionate about Liverpool. He just left them to join PSG for money.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
It's Liverpool.
And then, what's his name? Andy Herrera came out and said that he said the exact same thing.
Dub.
That's why he joined PSG. So, English football in the mud. What was it?
West Ham have reached an agreement with Chelsea for the signature of 19-year-old midfield starlet Pierre Ekwa. 1.8 million.
Okay.
I don't know who it is. I'm not going to lie.
I was expecting something big there. Like,
Fernandinho's been released.
No.
Celtic? No, genuinely. That would be a, 34, 35?
34.
That'd be a banging signing. Like what a signing that would be.
He would control it. Really, if I'm, but he'll control it.
What make. A signing, the wages, but.
Yes.
What a signing that would be.
How much do you reckon he's on wages wise?
Well, Man City probably about 100 grand a week.
Yeah, you'll have to drop.
But if he's going to have to take a wage cut wherever he goes. Because he won't
be. He's not going to get the same rate, but some.
He's not,
can...
I know, but he's not going to go to a club the size of Man City.
I know, but some clubs can go closer.
True.
Than what we would like, what we'd offer them, like 60, 70.
History? No, we'd offer them 40k, Cal.
I don't know, but 40, 60.
It might take
it.
It
might, no.
Denise, you should have a look at that.
We should.
Opportunity
to
win something.
No, we're too busy. No one. We're looking at no one.
I don't know, because we've got a manager yet. Postecoglou's verbally agreed terms, but he's not signed anything yet.
Well then, so nobody's in charge of that right now.
No, but Postecoglou.
I thought like Kennedy would have things. Like
no,
that.
He's not allowed to.
He's not allowed to.
Because his interim manager's over.
Yeah.
But Postecoglou is in Glasgow just now.
Hopefully. I mean, I want someone.
He looks decent, to be fair, if you look at these, but he's won quite a few things.
Eddie Howbutt, come on.
That honestly.
What the heck happened?
That ship's away, but once you look at once the hype's gone, it's Eddie Howe.
Come on,
he's hardly Jesus.
I mean, what was the bummer?
True, but then he got them relegated.
He did get relegated.
What, he could have got Celtic relegated.
Exactly. Shut up.
Postecoglou's not going to do that.
Don't jinx it, please.
Anyway, Port Vale have signed James Wilson from Salford.
That's actually a very good sign. James Wilson plays for Aberdeen, I'm
pretty sure. 2-year deal. Morecambe of Stephen Robinson as a manager.
Stephen Robinson.
Ex-Motherwell manager.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough. Oh, that's a good... Well, I'm Mark.
Oh, man. Was this Premier League football in a few seasons?
Oi, Queen's Park first day transfer fee. Scotland's oldest club, Queen's Park, have splashed out their first ever transfer fee 154 years after the Hampden outfit was formed. They've never paid for somebody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can kind of...
Liam Brown is a ride from Edinburgh City for an undisclosed fee, with the 22-year-old midfielder agreeing a 3-year contract as part of the historic switch.
That's mad. They haven't seen that.
They've never spent...
Nah, I can understand. They're like,
it's smart.
They're like, I guess, they're like League One team.
I think they're not like...
They don't really drop to League Two, a mid-table League One team.
That's smart, though. Just don't spend money on people.
They're low league teams. You wouldn't expect them to spend that much money.
Former Arsenal midfielder Matteo Flamini believes Mikel Arteta deserves time to get things right as Gunners boss, but must deliver next season.
Fair enough.
Basically, he's basically said if they're not in, like, competing for Europe at Christmas,
has to be some cut-off point.
They need to be top six at Christmas or he gets a sack. Or, like, seventh, but a few points off.
Yeah, whatever. They just have to be doing better than more consistent. Although, Flamini, is he not like an entrepreneur now?
I don't know. St Mirren have signed Curtis Main from Aberdeen. It's a good sign. They've got Brophy and Main up top now.
Brophy's a...
He's
not a stinker.
I think he's been injured this season.
Yeah, I don't think he's really been playing.
Man U are close to agreeing an £81 million deal for Sancho. Big signing. I mean, he's English tax, so he's a £50 million player.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate that he plays for
England.
Yeah.
Villa have agreed club record fee for Buendia.
Yeah.
That's a very good signing for Aston Villa.
That's very good.
See if they can keep hold of Grealish and Watkins and stuff.
Oh, right wings. They play wings and
British. Elgazi?
Bouncing.
But then Buendia can play central as well.
Yeah.
Buendia's a cracking player, man.
I don't know. I've got my FIFA. What was he
do? Who to replace Ancelotti at Everton? There's a good chat to have. Nuno Espirito Santo, maybe.
So that would be a very good option for him.
Eddie Howe?
No.
They were looking at him.
Who are Bournemouth manager right now? Would they take Howe back? I doubt it.
No, they sat him though.
Did they sat?
Yeah.
I feel like they're at a lower level though. Do you have to?
Leverkusen interested in Chris Ayer. Are we Eagle Chris? We've got Welsh and Julian. Stephen Welsh is class.
Aye, but...
Julian's out to December, but we can move past that. Oh, fuck. This one will blow your mind. Mbappe to Newcastle's unlikely.
No.
So's Griezmann to Newcastle, apparently.
Oh, but I bought two Newcastle tops with Griezmann and Mbappe on the back of the man.
Why is this on here? They're...
How old is that?
No, this is recent. Because it's got the Buendia transfer and stuff like that on it.
I swear that was like a year
12:55 today.
I'm like, are they still going for that financial takeover?
Their takeover went away ages ago.
I did see some like things where it was like, it could be coming back, but it's fine.
I'm bad.
Man, I just ordered those shots and everything. Or,
Aston Villa, West Ham and Everton all want Chris Wood. Can you imagine Aston Villa got him, man? Buendia and behind Watkins and Wood. They're getting Europe, man.
Grealish can play central.
Grealish, Watkins, Wood, Trezeguet, Buendia. That's top six.
Nah.
No, it is.
I don't think so.
Matty Cash. Emiliano Martinez. Okay, Marvellous. John McGinn.
Aye.
Tyrone Mings. Esri Konsa. Matt Target. Aston Villa are brilliant, man.
They're not getting top six. Though.
They are getting top six. But, new Premier League predictions.
No.
Not Jenkins, we can do it because we know who's promoted now.
Okay.
Right, Premier League table 2021.
2021.
Right. Who went then? Fulham, West Brom, and Sheffield United. Hold on, let me get something up to write it then.
Yeah, getting notes or something.
Right, online notepad. Get started. Bear with, lads. How was your day then, Cal?
Quite depressing.
Really?
Yeah, very boring.
Played a lot of football.
Had a lot of football. Was in business, playing foot draft.
Same.
Got a 1-9-1.
I got 1-9-2.
I was going for that. I want to get 1-9-2.
I got 1-9-3 in one of them at home as well. Because I spend my time in my house building foot grass on Wii Foot.
That's the most depressing.
It's too warm, man.
Yeah. It's too
long.
We're just dead.
But we're not happy. Right, okay.
Dead. Right, Prem Devil.
Next. Next. That one. Next. Can you just let me take notes for Christ's sake? Right, Callum.
Yes.
PL predict. Right. You might want to come in so you can see the table.
I will come in so I can see the table, Jack.
Okay. I know how to use notes. Stop giving me instructions.
Don't know
why I'm with this one. Right. Can I take notes now? Right, okay, Cam. Do you know who you want to win the league? Do you want a joint prediction?
Sure. My God. We actually agree. Manchester United.
Right, number two, Man City.
Yeah, it's gonna be one of those.
The top four will be Man City, Man U, Chelsea and Liverpool. Just Chelsea or Liverpool third.
You know what, I'm gonna go with. What about Leicester? Or like
the bottle top four. No, Villa won't get top. I think Chelsea finished third.
Okay, I'll go that. If they can find form.
And then Liverpool.
Yeah, if they can make it out.
See, this is where I back Leicester.
Okay, I'll go that.
And fifth. And Villa.
Villa, come on.
Aston Villa in sixth.
We're believing in them.
Aston Villa. Seventh. Arsenal, West Ham or Wolves.
West Ham. Got up to West Ham. They've been amazing.
Arteta getting the sack then?
Yep. Honestly, I just think he's going to get sacked next season.
Arsenal or Wolves here? I feel like you're two options. Or Everton.
Everton, I was thinking that. Yeah, he's put Everton there. Wolves, man.
Arsenal 10th, we can't feel it.
Nah, Arsenal are going to have us.
We're not. We can't put on relegation, Kel. We need to be realistic here.
Of course not, he's put 10th.
Nah, that's a big call here. What? Brentford. Gonna pull a Sheffield United.
Oh yeah. Nah.
But what are you saying?
I'm just put Arsenal there, give them the benefit of the doubt. Okay, what for this?
Ah.
Ow.
Arsenal in 10th.
Or King David. He's actually shook from that I made that. That's really annoying me. Can you spell everything right?
I can't spell Arsenal right now. I did spell everything right.
No, why is it red? I don't like it.
I don't know. It's just red. Right, 11th place. Brentford.
Okay, why not?
Or Leeds. Brentford. Put Brentford.
Leeds 12.
Leeds 12.
I wanted it. Top in the red. Okay.
That's how you spell Brentford. It's just because it's not recognised.
Newcastle.
You know?
Yeah. Then Southampton.
Newcastle.
If they can get Willock back.
They won't. Arsenal won't keep him. They want Gilmore on loan, though.
Okay.
Brighton. Brighton. Wait, we need to check we're not missing any big teams.
Crystal Palace.
Tottenham are going to finish. No, we need to sort this. We can't.
Put Tottenham.
I reckon we put Tottenham 11th and move if they won down. No, actually.
No, they have to be higher than that. They're losing Kane, though.
Tottenham. Nah,
they're losing Kane.
Because they'll bring somebody in. No, because Man City are giving them, like, Mahrez and somebody for Kane. Well, that's a rumour.
I
reckon we put them 8th and move if they won down.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah, that's reasonable. Arsenal can finish 11th.
Jesus. Everton. I'm confused.
Yeah, I've done yours. Wolves.
Wolves.
Then Arsenal.
Then Brentford, then Leeds. Actually, no, we'll swap Brentford and Leeds about. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Brentford, just because it's easier.
You know what?
Just put Southampton 14.
Yeah.
Then put Newcastle 15.
You know, I think the only team that will go straight back down is Watford. I think Norwich will finish there.
Without Burnley?
16th. Without Burnley, because
they'll have Burnley, to be fair.
They've still got Cantwell, and they're getting the 30-odd million off Windia. You back Norwich 16th?
No, I'll back that.
Now, we'll come back to these next season because these are our genuine predictions. The one we done before was a joke.
I mean, unless you want to see...
I had Leicester 20th.
Unless you want to see Real Madrid get relegated from the
Crystal
Championship.
Crystal Palace.
How can we miss them out?
No, but this is realistic.
I don't want them finishing
second. They're going to lose Saha.
Good point, put them in. But they've got Uber at Chiesi.
And?
He's a beast.
And where did they finish this season, Cal?
14th.
Exactly. So they'll lose Zaha.
So you want them to lose five spots?
Brighton, no, Burnley.
Three spots.
With the brightest brand that leads in. Brighton, Burnley and Watford to them.
Yeah, I think yeah. You know,
wait, what order though? Brighton 18th?
Brighton 18th. They're not bad enough to finish 19th or 20th.
Burnley 19th. I think Crystal Palace and Brighton were really close though.
Yeah.
And Watford.
Or do you reckon it'd be like
a last day scenario, Crystal Palace stay up, like what Aston Villa done.
Remember Stoke City? They were like so close to staying up, and then they just got relegated. The rest of the
top goal scorer. You can also make a prediction of somebody that gets brought into the Premier League. If you want to do that, but we need to agree on that.
I reckon Ivan Toney will be up there if he stays, which he will.
I don't think he'll be up there, but I don't think he'll win it.
No, he won't win it. Kane at City, I don't see.
Kane, maybe. Sancho?
He won't score that many goals.
But KSI said Nicolas Pepe.
Of course he did.
No, but being serious.
No, of course he did. Arsenal fans are like that.
Rashford has a good season. And plays the way he can.
I can back Rashford.
Go back Rashford?
Yeah, I'll back Rashford.
How many?
So you better score 30 goals.
30?
Nah, 27.
No way.
Yeah, 2017 season. That's a good season, but 27 goals.
Yeah, proper sister. That's one of Bruno De Bruyne or Grealish.
De Bruyne was...
Or Buendia.
Nah, Grealish. Buendia will be...
Do you want to give it to Grealish?
Yeah, I'll give it to Grealish.
I'm saying 15. Because people don't really get a lot of assists.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're like spread about the team.
Well, I mean...
I don't know.
He passes the ball a lot, if you know what I mean.
Most clean sheets. I'm going... to go with
Nick Pope. No, I'm joking, that's impossible.
See, I think Man U are going to bring a new keeper in.
Who?
They have to. I don't know who.
We can't just put Man U goalkeeper.
No, we're not going to. But I think for me, they need to bring a new keeper in.
What about Ederson? Just give him that again.
Edward Mendy. Emiliano Martinez. Oh. If Aston Villa finish top six,
I can back Mendy.
But Martinez, see if Aston Villa finish top six, Martinez is going to have a big part to play in that.
I'd like to hope so.
Martinez or Mendy?
Can you draw?
I've got a coin.
Is it possible to draw?
I don't know, they come down to like goals, that clean sheets away for home or something.
Ah.
Right, Mendy's heads, Martinez's tails.
Okay. That was the worst. Can I flip it?
Heads, Mendy.
Fair enough, you know. Martinez is a good shape, but.
Mendy. 18? 19.
How many did you get 19 this season, didn't you?
I didn't get 20 odd this season.
How much did Ederson get then?
20 odd. Ederson get 26.
Did he? I'm pretty sure.
So Chris Maxwell.
I'm pretty sure Mendy got like 19 or something.
We'll put 19.
Still good.
We'll put 19.
Yeah. That's a pretty...
It's a good season. What else? A player of the season. Player of the season. I don't think it'll be Ruben Dias again.
I mean, Rashford scores.
Surely with 27 goals, it has to be Rashford.
It has to be Rashford, yeah. But I reckon it'll be really good. Like, there'll be a lot of good standards.
Young player of the season. I'm giving that to Ruben Dias. I don't know about you. I think you win it back to back.
Nah.
What about you? What are you saying?
Rashford's going to be 24 next season, I'm pretty sure. Older, maybe. So it's 23 is the eligible thing. So.
No, you can get it at 24.
Can
it's got to be Rashford then, isn't
it? Give him everything because he scored 27 goals and he's still a young player.
Goalkeeper of the season, Rashford.
Rashford, yeah.
No, it's Mendy. But...
Is that
all the positions? What? It's a Golden Glove.
Golden Glove.
I think that's it.
That's it, yeah. That's what they get.
Right, well,
and we're
to
not
run
doing
over.
Women's football or French League. So.
Because nobody cares about the French
League. Nobody cares either.
To run through our Premier League predictions for you.
Scotland. I don't mind Scotland doing that.
To run through our Premier League predictions, right? Watford finished 20th.
Yes.
Burnley 19th.
Yes.
Brighton 18th.
Yes.
Crystal Palace 17th. Yes. Norwich 16th.
Oh yes.
Newcastle 15th. Southampton 14th.
Lovely.
Brentford 13th. Unreal. Good breakthrough season. Leeds 12th. Yes. Arsenal 11th. They're awful. Fashion. Wolves 10th. Everton 9th,
yes.
Tottenham 8th,
yes.
West Ham 7th,
yes.
Villa 6th, Leicester 5th, Liverpool 4th, Chelsea 3rd, Man City 2nd, and Man U in the league.
It's just going to be like, you know how when Man United did Man City, when Man City won the league, and Aguero scored? This is going to be like the same thing. You know how cool that'll be?
Marcus.
Wait, that'll be 10 years later.
Rashford!
Oh my god, no, that'd be such a coincidence.
Top goal scorer, Rashford with 27. Top assister, Grealish with 15.
Okay.
Most clean sheets, Edouard Mendy with 19. Player of the season, Rashford. Young player of the season, Rashford.
If we put it that right.
See if everything there
is. Is it an old manager of the season? Is that a thing?
Oh yeah, manager of the year. Manager of the season.
Will we do FA Cup as well?
We'll do the FA Cup and Carabao Cup because takes up time. We've got 5 minutes left.
We're only going to do half an hour.
Yeah, because it's a short episode today because it's roasting. Manager of the season, Davy Moyes.
West Ham would have finished again.
7th. Conference League back to back years.
I can give him that one.
David Moyes. And FA Cup winners.
Brentford.
You reckon?
I'm giving them, I don't know why, I just have a feeling that Brentford are going to have a good eight season.
And the Carabao Cup, I'm going to go a bit unorthodox, out the way here, Blackpool.
Fuck away. But, I mean, I'm all for it, but it's just...
Blackpool.
You know what? Just ruin our predictions, why don't you?
That's right, it's going to be right.
I hope so.
Blackpool.
I hope you're on something, I hope you're just predicting.
I hope I'm right.
I hope you're right, but you're not going to be.
Can you imagine that they win the playoffs to get into the Premier League and win the Carabao Cup?
Bloody gaff for the Blackpool will be getting.
Who comes up next season?
Who's in the?
Well, for me, Blackpool come up through the playoffs. Promoted.
They're like the only promoted team. Who came first? Peterborough.
Peterborough and Hull were top two.
Yeah, they're not going to get promoted, so that's the bother about them.
So Blackpool are. I reckon West Brom will win it.
Because West Brom got like it.
Second.
Not Bournemouth.
No. I don't know
who's even in it.
EFL Championship. Table.
Swansea.
Second place, Swansea or Reading? Coin. It's a coin.
Nah, do you want Reading?
No, not really. Put Swansea.
Oh, my granddad's for Reading.
Swansea.
Okay, yeah, I wanted Swansea too. Why did you spell it like that? That's so unbelievably annoying.
Swansea. Swansea.
See,
there we go.
By the sea. What?
And Blackpool.
Okay.
Telling you up through the playoffs. Right, those are our.
Do you mean before? That's not even that bad.
Right. Well. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Penref Podcast.
It's been a joy.
It's been short this week, but we'll be back with a long episode next week.
Well,
goodbye.
We hope.
Goodbye.